Hello, and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, day 478. Do we have anybody in the chat yet? This would be the chat that doesn't look like it's open. Ooh, what has Mike done? Right, he's in a webinar, should have been out 5 minutes ago. He's not. So, this is going to be a great race to see who's in first when it does actually go live. But at the moment, it's not live, so you're just stuck with me. But at least I'm a happier bunny than I have been for the last 2 weeks. Because, while it's still slightly warm, it's not as warm as it could be. So things have improved on the warmness front. Mike is now out of his webinar, so be poised to refresh. This is going to be great fun, isn't it, Mike?
10,
oh,
9,
oh, there's a countdown.
8, 7, 6.
I'm going to be poised as well.
5, 4.
Who's going to be first?
3.9.
Oh, that's
3.8.
He's struggling. 7, that means he's struggling.
3.1.
Oh, dear.
It's like the countdown we do on a Saturday night, isn't it?
Well, it's never in real time, no. It's not 24.
We ready?
Yeah.
Fastest finger first.
Yeah.
Go.
Way! I can see the chat. But I don't think I'm going to be first. Oh, no, Simon beat me. It was all to do with webinars, Simon. Anyway, at least I got in second. I think Kim deserves extra points for managing 5 whole letters where I only managed 2.
5 whole letters? Kim's not there.
She is. She's
not
third.
In mine, she's not.
She's
after
me.
There now.
See what I mean? Now he's playing with our collective minds. Oh, no, we're here. Excellent.
Where's the dog?
Oh, she disappeared ages ago.
Oh.
Yeah, she poured at me and basically said more biscuits, and I said no, and that was it. She disappeared.
Oh, right.
You know what she's like. She's a fickle girl at times. But anyway, hello to one and all who's in the chat. So we've got Simon first, we've got me second, but I don't count. Which means that Kim is second. Hello, Deb. Hello, Tracy. Oh, Kim had to go to a private window to get in. No, there shouldn't be anything like that. It's just literally Mike was in a webinar and late out. But we're here now, and with good news, weather fractionally better. Only fractionally.
I'll only take fractionally. Her out before it rains.
It looks like it's going to absolutely thunder down. I'd forgotten she hadn't been out. No wonder she's in a grumpy mood.
Well, she'd been for a walk.
Oh, right. Yes, I know. But you know what she's like. She has a little agenda, doesn't
yes.
she? Then we have dinner. Then we have treats. Then we go
play.
In the garden.
Yes.
Wake up the entire neighbourhood. Yeah, that's it.
Well, when we came back from the walk, she had a dinner. And then she went outside. And the split second she went outside, it lashed it down. So she had to come
She
in.
Should take one for the team because I'm still too warm, to be honest. I mean, I would much rather be sat here with a fan on, but I can't do that and broadcast. So I'm having to do without. So she should be. Anyway, what's going on in everybody else's life? What have I done today? Oh, it's end of the quarter. I know it's an odd end of the quarter, but trust me, it's the end of the quarter. Anyway, that got done, so that was good news.
Right.
What else got done? Oh, yes. It's Tuesday. So you see, on Tuesday, I don't write the email. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday's mails. Simple. Tuesday, not easy. Because I've got to leave it to see what's gone on. Anyway, interesting news, wasn't it? It sounded all very Masonic to me. Timmy's going on holiday with Zuckerberg. He couldn't make this stuff up. I vaguely remember that there had been talk about this a couple of years ago. And it's some kind of billionaire's retreat that they go on. Simon will be going as well, obviously, you know, with Bongo. But it's in Saw Something Mountain. Is it Sawtooth Mountain? Well, there was a video on YouTube and they'd managed to get some footage of this thing. All phones are banned. So nothing ever leaks from this place. But somebody managed to get in and get some footage. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Is this what happens when you get money? Good job I've got none. I would not fancy going along. But there again, I don't think women are invited. It's that kind of event. Anyway, Timmy's heading off there. Why do they need an in-person meet-up? Do they not trust the security of their own software? Anyway, that's what he's doing. Is anybody going? Anybody had the invite? Oh, Simon is trying to convince Mrs. Simon to rustle up a couple of pucker pies. Who doesn't need Pucker pies. Pucker pies are pucker, indeed. Oh, what's that? Look what the heat did to the blueberries. Oh, wow. Look at the leaves. They're just brown. Wow. Ours isn't that warm. We've not got the kind of unbridled sunshine that would do that. But it's like a pressure cooker. It's warm. It's hot. It's not just warm, it's hot. And this cloud and all that's doing is like keeping the heat in. So it's like a pressure cooker. Oh, you poor thing. So they weren't exactly enjoyable then. Won't be eating those. Has it done that to all of them? Or is there a happy little enclave where you could still use them? Maybe that's why the strawberries are so small this year. Oh, hello, Anthony. Still think the pucker pies are a very, very good idea. Oh, hello, Paul. First day back at the office. Oh, no. Oh, there was a fantastic thing last night about that. Let me have a look at that link. Why is that link not clickable? Oh, there's no space. That's what it is. Right. I will manually copy that. Right. Let me have a look. Oh, good grief. No, ours aren't quite that bad. The grass is a bit charred, kind of white, bleached out looking. But you know our garden. I mean, whatever. Really couldn't care. Anyway, Paul and his first day back at work. There was a fantastic thing last night, and I would have totally missed this. I'm quite warming to Twitter at the moment. I'm not actually interacting with anybody, obviously, but I'm just putting those essays up that I'm supposed to do. So I comes to do it last night, gets it up there, does the reply to it, everything's sorted. And, you know, in the trending at the side, I mean, they put what's trending at the side, one, because it's trending, and two, to get you to go read it. But it said trending Sir Alan Sugar. I thought, oh, he's not died, has he? You know, more in hope than expectation. Heads off to have a look. No, he hadn't. What he'd done was he'd written this tweet, which I don't have in front of me, but if we kind of paraphrase it, you'll get the idea. He said, Boris, you know, now bearing in mind he's a lord in the House of Lords, but he's a Labour lord. So why he's been so familiar with Boris, I don't know. Anyway, he said, Boris has wisely, sagely decided that all these stupid little things are going away. So things like masks and, yeah, the things that make the rest of us safe. Yeah, they're all going away. So get back to work. He then, in the middle of it, put like, because, you know, it's not for him. Oh, no. It'll help the little businesses. You should all be back in the city working, and it'll help the sandwich businesses and things. And then he wrapped it up with, and all these namby-pambies who want to kind of work from home, you'll never work for me. So I read this and I thought, not his demise then. Well, the first reply was from somebody else who had a business. And in 280 characters, they managed to totally annihilate every sentiment he'd expressed. And they said they're doing a 2 days at work, 3 days at home thing, because that's what people want. It's reduced expenses by 60% because they don't need the space in the office nor the equipment. And it works out nicely all round. And that you've got to appreciate what employees now want, that we cannot go back. Everybody wants to go back to normal. He really needs to buck their ideas up, because we're never going back to normal. We're going back to better than normal, was what this guy was saying, where it was a more mature relationship between employer and employee. And I thought, I don't know who he is, but I quite like that. You know, quite like that sentiment. Another woman came on. She was, this was an absolute classic. She just totally cut him down. She said, of course I want to go back to a 90-minute commute in and a 90-minute commute out every day on a packed train, you know, with people rife with the Delta variant of COVID, and then pay £15 for the privilege of a turned up sandwich at lunch. Not happening. And the general consensus was, don't ever want to work for any idiot like Alan Sugar. So I do hope he's not recruiting anytime soon, because it's not looking popular at the minute. I thought that was absolutely fantastic. Oh, right. Oh, Kimmy's currently eating what blueberries and raspberries you can salvage. Yeah, it must be quite weird being back in the office. Hello, Tracy. I knew Simon would have an opinion on Alan Sugar. Right, bring it on. Desperate for his minimum wage workforce to get back to making third-rate copy products. Yeah, basically. Oh, and the other thing that people said was that, which was why it was trending, people were absolutely incensed by him. Just the kind of insensitivity that's there. The lack of understanding. Anyway, somebody said, "You're still on your yacht." He isn't exactly working from the office, is he? Oh, dear, dear me. Weird, nobody's in, 10 co-workers. How many would there normally be, Paul? Would it be really crowded? Would it be like lots of chit-chat? Hello, Renee. How did the billiards go? Did you win? We need to know these things. Oh, your game was the title of the show. We definitely need to know. It looked great fun. And all of us here were saying how fantastic it looked. Have we seen him on The Apprentice? Anthony doesn't know why anybody would want to work for him. That is very true, Anthony, isn't it? He is such an obnoxious little idiot. I mean, I actually said to Mike, and don't know why I bothered, Mike, English literature, not his strong suit. Not at all. But I said to him, he sounds like Grad Grind. Mike just looked at me and I went, "Hard Times, Charles Dickens, Workhouse." "Ah, right," he said. But yeah, he'd be fantastic there. Absolutely fantastic in Hard Times. Oh, it's raining, is it?
Yes.
Oh dear, you both had to come on.
Yeah, she's been towelled.
Oh, she's got two new towels, hasn't she? Yes. Lucky, lucky girl.
Good girl. Yeah, we did get some playtime in, though, didn't we?
Yes, we heard it. It wasn't quiet playtime, was it? No, it was open-mouth playtime. We're talking about... I'm telling them all about The Apprentice and Alan Sugar's idea that we should all be back at work.
Yes.
The one thing that's not been mentioned, and I can't understand why, with the commute, as the lady pointed out, you know, 90 minutes in a squashed train there and 90 minutes back, and that's like the minimum. It takes 90 minutes to get to central London from Finchley. And some people commute to London from Norfolk, Birmingham, Bristol, you name it. I mean, their commute must be hours and hideous. What impact is that having on the planet? So if we all work from home, it would be a little bit better.
Yeah.
There's still going to be people out there like the Amazon man who are sat and watched today. Poor guy. He parks opposite and he gets out with a big parcel in his hand, like a big box. And bearing in mind that you pretty much get next day delivery. I'm looking at this box, I'm thinking that's not mine, because mine was a tiny little thing. So he takes it over to the house next to Maureen's, you know, the one where Kath used to live.
Yeah.
And he puts it on the floor and he goes back to the van. So it hadn't gone inside the house, it was outside the front door. So he must have picked up the phone thing, you know, like that one did the other day here, because he obviously can't read, yeah. Bless him. He picks that up and... it's obviously a text conversation that's open for 5 minutes, but nobody answers the door.
Yeah.
Now, I think that's incredibly rude. If you know you've got a parcel coming, either make arrangements, tell them to drop it off at a neighbour, or don't order the parcel for that day.
Yeah.
We've never, ever done that. There's never been a day where we've ordered a parcel and we weren't here if it arrived the day it was supposed to arrive. Anyway... he's at the van and I'm thinking, so much for your next. He's going to be another quarter of an hour at this rate. So he goes back to the parcel, knocks on the door again, nothing. So he ends up having to pick this parcel up, and this thing was huge. He gets it to the gate and he stops and he looks round and he goes up the neighbour's drive. And I'm thinking, COVID much? The neighbour didn't ask for anybody to knock on their door. So she opens the door and there's no porch. And the door opened outwards. You remember we discussed that about... well, this door opened outwards. And she looked at him, and I could see the look on her face was murderous. But she said yes, but she wasn't touching it. So she backed off up the path, you know, up the hall. And he stepped inside and he put it on the floor. And then she's like, no, no. And she didn't want him to shut the door. I'll do it. So that was their parcel. Mine arrived, just going to just pop it through the door. It'll be fine. Oh, great, great fun. Right, let's have a look. Where are we up to? As I heard, it was billiards. And it was blue, wasn't it? Wasn't the table blue?
So Kim's got shriveled blueberries.
She has. They look sad, don't they?
They do.
It's just too warm.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to put water on your garden? Because as soon as it looks a little bit warm, we have a hosepipe ban here. Every time. There's some chit chat. Paul's back at work. First day back at work.
Yeah, I've
for
seen
Paul.
That.
So there's some chit chat. 12 to 15 people, part of the team. The floor you're on is usually 30 to 50. It must be really weird. It must be really weird. Paul's not wearing a mask because he's totally vaccinated. Oh, that's kicked it off over here, the way you should wear a mask thing. And it is, it's so funny when you look back at the whole thing. At the beginning, it was like, you don't need masks, you don't need masks, like we said. And then Simon said, this is Boris's idea of herd immunity. Then in the summer, it was like, get a mask, get a mask. So we've been wearing masks ever since. Then you've got the anti-maskers who are like, I don't want to wear no stinking masks. And I'm like, is there something wrong with you? Seriously, unless you've got some kind of breathing issue, and even then, it's a paper mask. I'm not wrapping your head in plastic, but whatever. So it was all like all the people who didn't want to wear a mask. Now Boris has come out and said, 19th, no, you don't need to wear a mask. Everyone's like, no, 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 I want to wear a mask. The airline industry wants to keep them. Retail wants to keep them. And I can totally understand that. It's all right, some idiot anti-masker going in and buying, you know, 15 packets of fish fingers. But the person on the checkout is being exposed to every single person.
Mm. Yeah.
So they want to keep masks. Who else did? Retail was... public transport. And again, same procedure. You might be on the bus for 20 minutes, but the driver's on it all the time, or you're not going anywhere. And the thing is, you know, if they carry on wearing masks without it being like an official company policy, it'll just turn into like mask gate, won't it? Mm. With people having a go at you for wearing a mask. I'm beginning to think this planet isn't necessarily the best place to live anymore. People are just polarised on everything. You know, we don't all have to agree on everything. But when you're as polarised as people are, it gets nasty. Fueled by stuff on Facebook and Twitter. Although I must admit, I did have a wry smile with the Alan Sugar thing on Twitter. But why did he even need to come out and say that? You won't work for me. Who wants to work for you? Would anybody here be pleased to get a job with Alan Sugar? Because I wouldn't. Alan Sugar wouldn't last 5 minutes with me, would he?
No, a bit like Timmy.
Oh, Timmy's gone on holiday with Zuckerberg.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, Kim was watering every day. And it was just too hot for the plants. They got sunburnt.
Is it like a Jolly Boys outing?
It's a weird, odd handshake type thing.
Really?
Where you've got to be a billionaire to go. You've got to be a man, I believe. It's like a camp.
It's like the Catanians for rich people.
Like the Catanians for rich people, yeah. All the Silicon Valley Brigade. But it's like a camp. It's not like a posh hotel. They're in the wild. But I have seen video of this thing in the wilds. And, you know, if there was some kind of sacrifice, I could believe it from the pictures I've seen. Yeah, I don't think I'd...
Tree-hugging.
I think it's a little bit more than tree-hugging. I think tree-hugging, but worse. But, you know, why? Why the need now? Save the planet and don't go. It's little tiny micro decisions by billions of people that have got us where we're at. Mm. So if you can just... Like those people that tell me to turn my light off. So I've got, like, maybe one tiny light on in the office. And it will literally be like... It's battery-powered. So you plug it in, charge it, and then put it on. I'll have one of these on at like 20%. And some idiot will say, should turn that off. It's Earth Hour. Right. When was the last time I went on a plane? Oh, that would be 1984. So you know all the holidays you've had every year since then. Go stuff yourself. Which I'm quite happy to say to them. Mm. And we don't have the big light on because the pair of us would be fried, wouldn't we? Mm. Then we're back to the GEU-10s that are absolutely like a grill. But they've got the cheek. This is how things get polarised, isn't it? Right. It's called Carambole Billiards. You have to make as many carambols in 25 turns. Oh, this is beyond me, Renee. I know snooker. Intimately know snooker. My granddad was an expert. In fact, he bequeathed me his cue. His most precious possession was his cue. And my aunt was saying that it should have gone to my cousin because he was a boy. And Grandad was like over my dead body. So I've got it. I have no idea. I can remember what it looks like. But he bequeathed me the cue in a cue case. And this is a proper cue. This isn't one of these that you break in half and you screw up the middle. No, this is an old style original cue. In its old style original cue case, which was metal, with a handle on. And that's how he used to leave the house, looking like he was carrying a javelin. So he bequeathed me the cue. No idea where the key is for the lock. So I've not seen it since he died. But he didn't want my cousin to have it. I don't know whether he thought he'd break it up for firewood or something. Oh, you couldn't make this stuff up. So yeah, it's in the loft. I know exactly where it is. And should he ever find the key, I'll be able to see it again. I should probably break the lock off, shouldn't I? But I just couldn't because it's my granddad's. So snooker I'm fine with. Billiards less so and pool less so. I've got the vague idea with the rest. Oh, Simon says we're back to herd immunity now. They've decided to the reach of the vaccine is as far as it'll go and it's quick exposure for the rest. I'm totally agree with you, Simon. And what they're saying now and what they're meaning are two very, 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 very different things, aren't they? They're speaking a good thing, but that's not what they mean at all. And it's sick. Because the thing is, I'd go with that, you know, because if people don't want the vaccine, then, like you're saying, we are where we are and that's it. But it's not the ones who haven't necessarily who haven't had the vaccine, or the wrong people will suffer with this. Like the little old lady on the bus who may have been double vaccined, but would prefer to wear a mask anyway, being abused by some kids who don't want to see people wearing masks. That's what will happen. There was already one story in the paper. I think it was a grandmother. And I think she has had the vaccines, but she's extremely clinically vulnerable anyway, because she's got breast cancer and she's looking after her two grandchildren.
I read that.
And she said it might be Freedom Day for some, but it's Hermit Day for us. Because if people are going out without masks, even if they go out with masks, the mask thing is supposed to be you protecting others. So if no one else is wearing one, you might as well not bother. So she said they just won't go out. And that's what's so sad. All the idiots, they'll be fine. They'll be fine. But the other people won't be. It's the same with the care homes that they did. Let's kick everybody out of the hospitals, put them in the care homes, and then if anybody dies, well, let's not worry. And that's actually the approach they took. Couldn't make it up. Government really want taking out and flogging. The only thing that is ridiculous is whatever Boris says. Have you noticed Keir Starmer says the opposite? Even on the odd occasion that Boris might be right. And then you're thinking with him, I can't trust you because you're just going to say the opposite. There isn't really an effective opposition, is there? Let's put it like that. Simon says, Lord knows how Lord Sugar is your Labour peer. There's not an ounce of socialism in him. He's gross. Wasn't it? Didn't he suck up to Margaret Thatcher in years gone by? Because I don't know how he ended up being a Labour peer either.
He probably did.
I can imagine that he would have done, but he probably wouldn't have appreciated somebody like John Major. Quiet man. Although, you know, hidden depths to quiet men, isn't there, Edwina? I don't know, but I remember him being made a member of the House of Lords, and I'm just thinking, why? Why? And then when it said Labour peer, I thought, you've got to be joking. I think he turned when Tony Blair was there. I'm not saying it was like a bromance, but he definitely turned. You doubt they're actually camping, probably catered. Yes, I'm with Renee. I think it's glamping. The pictures that I saw were like in the middle of a forest with like massively tall trees, but there's this bit that had been like hollowed out. So it was like a campground in the middle of these massive trees. And then either separate from the trees or attached to it, I don't know because the photos weren't that great, there was like a big face. It looked like some weird cult. Honestly, it did. It's on YouTube. Just put the mountain name in and retreat and you'll probably find it. Now, whether they're up to no good or not, you can't do that these days. People fly a drone over it and get pictures of your naked sacrifices if you try and do that. I mean, it just doesn't bear thinking about, does it? Timmy and the Zook. Mm. Oh, no. No, no, no. Right. Oh, it's easier than snooker. Hit one ball via another and that's the point. No, I've never tried that. I did try snooker. Do you remember? I think I told you that. There was a snooker table in this hotel and they wouldn't let kids on it. But I finally talked them into it because, they wouldn't let girls on it. Whatever they wouldn't let happen ruled me out. But they changed their mind later when I got really annoyed. Simon was wondering who Elaine's favourite snooker player was. Probably Kirk Stevens or Jimmy White, with Cliff Thorburn as an outside possibility. Ah, no.
Wrong.
Definitely wrong. If I told you, you wouldn't believe it, Simon.
Have another guess, Simon.
Yeah, go on, have another guess. Oh, Renee's is O'Sullivan. Nope, not him either. The approach was, if they all die, that's fine, as long as they're economically viable. Exactly. But the thing is, Simon, I think he's going to make a big mistake here, because the majority of older people are the ones more likely to vote Conservative. So you don't want them dropping like flies, do you, Boris? Renee got two carpenters hanging in a new door, and before they entered, you asked them if they'd like us to wear a mask. You should have seen their faces. I'm glad we got rid of those stupid things. And all you wanted was to protect them from you. The only work person we have had in where we've needed a mask, I mean, there's masks every week with the deliverers, was the Virgin man putting in the fast internet. And that was literally before it started. And I didn't ask. I just slapped it on. Looked into him. Simon suspects Alan Sugar came from a working class background that is tribally socialist, but actively fascist. He did. He came from a council estate. Can you remember where?
Was it Hackney?
Somewhere like that. And he got a van and some TV aerials, and he sold these TV aerials on for a profit. And that was how his business started. He eventually ended up with a market stall and then went up from there.
Hackney, yeah.
Simon says, surely not Hurricane Higgins. No, not him either. Tracy hasn't seen snooker since Hurricane Higgins. Stephen Hendry. No, you're all a mile off. Total mile off. Chop up out of their misery.
Yeah.
Steve Davis. Oh, yes, he was amazing. Lovely, lovely guy. Lovely, lovely guy. Met him. Eventually. Oh, what a farce that was. He'd written a book and he was coming to Manchester to sign this book. And I wanted to go, but it was a school day. And Hazel, my best mate, was like, well, you bring your clothes and we can swap in the toilets. Then you go off and I'll sign you in. Now, I'd never bunked off in my life. And I had no intention to start then. My mum was contemplating how much common knowledge it was that he was coming to Manchester. She could have invented like a dental appointment or something. But decided in the end, no. It was a school day and I couldn't go. Oh, I was in a bad mood. But she went down and she bought this book for my Christmas present and got him to sign it for me. Then he wrote another book. And he arranged to come back and do another book signing. Fantastic, thought I. Great, school day. Couldn't go again. Mum went on my behalf again, so she'd met him twice and I hadn't. Oh, bad words were said, trust me. Lots and lots of them. Until in the end, he'd arranged with probably the matchroom, which was Barry Hearn. He'd arranged this, what would you call it? Exhibition match. In fact, an exhibition match at the Withenshaw Forum. You've been to Withenshaw Forum, haven't you?
I've been to Withenshaw Forum.
I've been twice. They were both interesting. So Mum said, right, get tickets. So she managed to get two tickets. She said, your father will take you. I don't think she fancied like the smoky snooker thing. But you know, it was like a real family affair. It was fantastic. And I finally got to meet him. Oh, I was a happy bunny. I was very happy. Oh, what a night that was. The match was him and Hurricane Higgins. And I had a decent seat, but you could, between frames, you could get up and move around. So I decided I was going to stand near the corner where his seat was. So I stood there for this entire frame. And there was this lady next to me. And I thought, I know this lady. Where have I seen this lady before? So, of course, every time, with it being an exhibition match, not a competition, it was like, yes, every time your favourite got potted something. And she was definitely going the other way. And then I remember who she was. She was Hurricane Higgins' wife. stood next to her and she's going, yes. And then he finishes and I'm like, yes. We got on all right. We had a chat. She was a nice lady as well. So, yeah, that was good. I watched snooker for years and years and years. Are you joking? His sponsor's Affinity Serif. I've not seen snooker in years. I went off it with these flash players. Obviously, Steve Davis was known as Mr. Boring, wasn't he? Boring Steve. He wasn't. He was a nice guy. Oh, great fun watching that. Oh, you're bringing back happy memories now. Gail Higgins. what was her name? Lauren. Or was that the kid? No, she was Lauren, I'm sure. What the hell was the kid? You've probably seen the pictures of him. Oh, you've got your birthday stuff going. That's fantastic. Excellent. Good to hear. No, Affinity really is the sponsor. Wow, I need to watch then, don't I? I'll have a quick look at that. So, what else have you been up to today? What else have you broken?
I haven't broken anything.
Really? No, well, not how I heard it.
I have. I've broken Ulysses.
Yes. Totally.
Yeah.
What are we going to do about that?
Don't know. I could do the PRAM setting.
You know when you've tried everything else and nothing's worked? Yes, that Lola.
But this person says they had to log out of iCloud on all devices.
OMG. I'll see you at Christmas if you try that one.
I'll do the PRAM first.
I will do the PRAM first, because the thing is, the other devices are working.
Mm.
You know the one you added next... Well, the one I added next door, did it come through on the iPad? You know when you're trying to work out a sync issue and you've got half a dozen machines at it? Yeah, that. We've been doing that. Let me have a look at that one from Renee. Oh, look at that. Proper little Affinity shirt. Not the best look on his face. He doesn't look exactly pleased about it, does he? What on earth is the other one? He looks like a McDonald's thing with some weirdy symbols. Is there a reason he's looking like that? Do you know what? Look at the grey hair. Last time I think I saw him play, he was probably about 20.
So do they sponsor him?
Yep, looks like it. I remember snooker in the days before there was any sponsorship. There you go. That's a long time ago, isn't it? No sponsorship at all. You weren't even allowed to have, like, sponsored chalk. Dr. CMS MacBook Pro 13-inch bought. May 2020. Developed a green line on the screen. What do you reckon your chances of getting it fixed for free? May 2020. Is it a known issue? That's your first step. If it's a known issue, yes. Not got Apple Care, I presume. Let's have a look. Where's that just disappeared to? Crying out loud. 13-inch. Has anybody else got problems logging into Speed Dial today? It's not having it for me. It's working in Chrome, but it's not working anything else. Right, let's have a look.
Are you still hungry?
Oh, you could be in luck here. Oh, this is 2013. Oh dear. But it was a green line. Is it vertical or horizontal? If it's a known issue, then you should be okay. If you can point to it being a known issue, then they should fix it. You'd need to check... I'm presuming this was bought in Spain. So our laws here wouldn't cover it, which would get it fixed for you. So you'd need to check what the laws are over there. See, there's another one with a vertical line. Well, the UK, Tracy, have a 6-year warranty fit for purpose. So I would have thought that Europe would have something. But I don't think there's any Europe-wide thing, because obviously the English one, the British one, would have been more anyway, so you'd go for that anyway. So we've never needed to rely on that here. But, you know, you're only a couple of months outside the warranty. So I'd have a look at Spain's laws on consumer protection. But, I mean, if you can prove it's... You've got anecdotal evidence, even, that would do. That it's a known issue, then they probably would fix it. The trick over here, when you're arguing with them, because I've heard so many people try this, is you actually have to utter the magic beans, which is, I'm making a claim under the Sale of Goods Act, blah, blah, blah. And as soon as you say that, there's no argument. But unless you utter those words, if you say, like, this is ridiculous, you should know, and I'm sure that the laws in this country say, but unless you actually quote it verbatim, they don't shift. But I have heard two recorded calls where the second you utter the magic line, that's it. Yep, fine, we'll fix it. Or swap it, one or the other. So it's a shame it was bought over there, because I know the rules here and I don't know the rules in Spain. But is it vertical or horizontal?
The difference is crucial.
It is. I'm looking at these and this looks like it's been going on since 2013. There's been a 2013 one, a 2014 one. But it'll be a different issue, depending. Didn't you have something on your screen? I've had a couple of issues with screens on Macs, not laptops, iMacs. More than one. I think I've had three screen replacements over the years. Get information about precisely what it looks like. So is it vertical, is it horizontal, is it one stripe, does it look like a row of pixels? If it's in the middle, either horizontally or vertically, it could be cabling rather than the screen. Is it intermittent, is it there all the time, is there any sparklies going on? So sometimes what happens when there's an issue with it, you get kind of a glitter effect on certain parts of the screen. Is any part of the screen darker than the other? And I mean, like, anything from fractionally darker to, like, it's almost black. Again, that's a cable issue, not necessarily a screen issue. So the more information you've got, the better the searches that you can do to see if it, one, if it's a known issue, and two, if they've actually said anything and possibly even recalled stuff. Have you checked if that model's had any recalls on it? Because Apple will actually tell you that. Let's have a look. MacBook. Oh, you're not typing. Fair enough, be in that mood though. 13-inch, 2020. Let's have a look. And sometimes it can be recalled in another country, and not your country, which is ludicrous. Right, is that a link? Oh, hang on. No. Go away. Right, current recalls. MacBook Air 13-inch 2018, 2015... 2017, three from 2016, and one that just says MacBook 13-inch no touch bar, and all of those have been recalled. So let's have a look. There's more than computers there, but the computers are on there. Right, there's a list of all the recall things. Oh, Renee's had speed dial troubles too. It looks to me as though the page that you access it through, the actual URL, if you just want to look at it in a browser, may have changed, because I can't get logged in. I'm putting my credentials in. I know it's right because I'm doing it via 1Password. And I just can't get logged in. So I can't get to my bookmarks. Q, not a happy bunny. I do wish they wouldn't keep fiddling. It's not on. There's a lot of recalls, isn't there? Good grief. And like I said, some are in America and nowhere else. Whether they would put all of them up there, I don't know. I mean, they've even recalled cases here for particular things. Oh, I took advantage of that one. The iPhone 6S Plus service program thing, October 2019. That was the one. Do you remember that? I couldn't do it online because the price was wrong. And I ended up ringing this woman, and she was on about using Apple Pay to do it. And I said, do not move. And she said, you just need to do that. And I, no, you stay exactly where you are. Because if this doesn't work, I'd have to go back and sit through the hour on hold again. And it was New Year's Eve. Okay, it was my fault. I'd left it late. That was the last day to claim. Oh, it was great fun, though. Not. But I did get it done. They sent a box to put it in. And then came back and picked it up from you when it was done. I think the whole thing took about Less than a week. One thing I did do, so if you do end up having to send it back, take copious photographs of it in case it comes back damaged. So I had pictures of this thing from every angle. You know, and sometimes I look at my camera roll and I think, why have I got 300 pictures of my phone? And then I thought, oh yeah, I remember. Because I sent it back. So everything was there to make sure when I got it back, it was either exactly the same as mine or there was certainly no damage on it, and there wasn't. So that was probably one of the easiest repairs I've ever had. iMac-wise now, I think you're pretty much going to have to send it back. But it doesn't go back to Apple. That's the annoying thing. It goes to third-party repairers who are absolutely useless. One of them was so useless, and I was so vehement about telling people it was useless, they started following me on Twitter. Keep an eye on me. Oh, happy, happy days. Not. So I hope you get some joy with that. Do you ever get the feeling Apple are just a little bit big now? And they're not... I mean, when I went in with things, I think the first thing I took back for repair was a 20-inch iMac. We hadn't even bought it from the Apple store. So I would have thought technically, although it was within the year of its guarantee, they could legitimately have told you to take it back to where you bought it from, which was miles away. But by then, I knew all the guys in the Apple store. So I just rocked up with it. I thought, I'm going in anyway. You know, I'll just take it down, and I know they'll just do the paperwork and stuff, and that I won't have to even think about it. So rocked up down there with it in its little box, you know, trundled in with it. One of the guys, I think it was Squib. Now Squib didn't talk to people.
He talked Squib.
He just didn't talk to people. He was the geekiest guy you would ever meet. So we were trying to do something this particular day, and this guy said, "I think it needs coding." So I was with this genius, supposedly, alleged genius, and he said, "I think it needs coding." He said, "The only guy that I know that might be able to do that is Squib, but he doesn't talk, doesn't Squib. He worked on the Genius Bar and he fixed stuff, but he wasn't customer facing." I'd seen him, you know, but so he came out. I said, "There's Squib." Yeah, but he doesn't talk. This guy was so nervy. So he said to Squib, "Got this issue with this thing, think it needs coding." Squib's like, So he grunted every now and then. So when he grasped what I was trying to do, I said, "This is why I'm trying to do it." Da-da-da. We started talking. The guy could actually speak. We were there for about 45 minutes. I mean, a rare old chat. To the point, the other people were getting people out the back office to see that he could actually interface with the client. So funny. But they did. They just like, "Yeah, no problem. We'll get it on the bench. Be ready for Friday." And I think that was Tuesday night. And it was. They were as good as their word. They didn't even, you know, they didn't even want any paperwork. You know, the serial number is registered to the person. You're the person. That's it. They don't care where you bought it or anything else. Now, obviously, since then, I've had some horrific experiences trying to get stuff fixed. But I just wish it was back like it was then. And it's not. I know they've grown and I know they've got to have processes and workflows and stuff, but not to the point that the customers are upset. And the number of recalls has just grown exponentially. There are more recalls than that. They're just not sharing them anymore. Oh, so fingers crossed for you. So what have we got planned for the rest of the week? I need to get another essay out tonight. I'm not even got a title yet, but I'll think about it. I'm sure
I could do with finishing my blog post.
You could do with Ulysses sorting itself out. Did you ever check the iPad?
Yeah, he's brought that folder across from next door.
Right, so the only machine that's got an issue is that one. Yeah. So do not log out of iCloud and everything else.
No.
Worst case scenario, log out on that one.
Yes.
I have actually... Oh, he's awake again now. Told me...
I told you what?
You told me that if I set it, that it was a DND screen offy thing, 6 o'clock to 5:59.
Yeah.
It'd turn off.
That's what I did. Well, you've obviously got something else ticked or not ticked.
There you go. That's what we're going to be doing for the rest of the week. We're going to be fixing stuff. So if you never hear from us again...
Let's compare dialogue boxes.
You never hear from us again. Something's gone terribly wrong in the fixing department.
We've also got to stand up and sing the national anthems in 5 minutes.
Oh, we do. Yeah. Yes, the football's coming on. Oh, I can't miss the football. Because if should by some absolute miracle England win tomorrow night, we'll be playing one of these teams. So, yeah, that we did have planned that we would sit down and watch the game. We will sit down and watch the game when we fix the computers. Yes. So, if it goes to extra time or penalties, we might see the last penalty.
Because that went so well on Friday when I had to bring the shopping in.
Oh, it did, didn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but those penalties were shocking.
I saw them afterwards.
Yeah, they were bad.
I caught them on catch.
They were really, really bad. So that's what we're going to have to head off and do. SA, fix the computer.
And have something to eat.
Charge all the devices, have something to eat. And I'm also trying to move data. And I've got a ghosting effect going on.
Ooh.
Exactly, Casper.
Ooh.
No, seriously, I've moved data in it, and it's on the new drive, and then when I look, it's on the old drive as well, but I've already moved it. Yeah. So, basically, the tech is playing with Mike's mind and playing with my mind.
Yes.
I have narrowed it down, though, to it being an iCloud issue, because we can see the files. Mm. They're just not uploading. And anyway, I've already backed them up for you. So, worst-case scenario, you won't lose anything.
Yeah, and I can work on them from Dropbox.
Well, you could, but I mean, it's not a total solution, is it? But it's iCloud got its knickers in or not.
Yeah.
We went through the entire checklist of if iCloud isn't working, do the following. So, on page 17, when we reached the end of it, what was the last one it said? Oh,
please use our contact form.
No. Check that iCloud isn't down. And there was a link, iCloud status. And I'm talking to myself here, and your mic was training. I'm talking to myself. We're like, oh, yeah, because Apple are really going to admit there's something wrong. Click the button. Everything was green. I thought, yep, as expected. Whether it's up or down, Apple aren't going to tell you the difference. That's Apple. Oh, well, shall we head off and watch said game?
Why not?
Right, OK, we'll be back with you tomorrow when it's going to be very exciting because it's the England match. They're kicking off at 8. So we might do the national anthems with you. If you can bear listening to it again. That's the plan for tomorrow. We'll be very excited tomorrow. It would also be very good if it was cooler tomorrow.
I might not be here.
Why? Where are you heading off?
I might need to walk the dog, depending on my meeting.
Do you know, it's only Tuesday, and the two meetings that you put in there have already both been moved anyway. Right,
yeah,
I'm going to check the weather for tomorrow. About the same as today. I can live with that. However, Thursday, going up again.
Oh.
All the way through to a week on Thursday. So it's going to be hot.
Mm.
Can you sense the sheer excitement in my voice? Yeah,
no.
Me too. Oh, well, we will head off and we will indeed see you tomorrow. So for the moment, it is good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.